Nicolas Cage is not just the star of his latest movie, he's also its main character. In the comedy The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, Nicolas Cage plays an actor named Nicolas Cage. Critic Bob Mondello says he's certainly well cast.
We meet a Nick Cage who's very much like the Nick Cage we know, but struggling a bit, even when he auditions.
What did he say?
He says he loves you, but he went in a different direction.
I'm done. I'm quitting acting.
Man, I'm driving through the hills. I'm sorry. One more time.
Bills are piling up, alimony after a recent divorce. Then finally his agent mentions an offer from a fan that would involve some acting.
What's it about?
You head to southern Spain and you attend a wealthy gentleman's birthday party.
I would never do that.
It's $1 million, Nick.
I'll take it.
The fan's name is Javi, a hero-worshipping superfan, as played by Pedro Pascal, with a screenplay he's hoping Nick will read, and plans for a whole weekend of bonding, maybe even acting out a scene or two. As much as Cage tries to preserve boundaries once he gets to southern Spain, even saying he's giving up acting, Javi is like an eager puppy.
You can't quit acting! You can't!
That's none of your business!
Whether you like it or not, you have a gift!
The way to a star's heart is through his ego, and Cage's has needed stroking. What's a star to do? Disappoint his biggest fan?
We have to go now! We have to jump!
They're standing in a clearing overlooking water as Nick Cage looks Javi in the eye and becomes Nicolas Cage.
You're in an untenable situation. You know that, right?
Javi's eyes light up.
Then let's get you out of here alive.
With Javi close behind, he runs towards the water, and the drop's a lot higher than he expected. It is sometimes said that actors contain multitudes. All the parts they've ever played, are playing, will play. This is truer of some actors than others, but this movie references a lot of the multitudes Nicolas Cage contains. You like the Nick Cage from Leaving Las Vegas? There's a bottom of a swimming pool bit. Guarding Tess, a heartwarming story. National Treasure, a race to safety. And when a couple of CIA agents who've been tailing Javi spot Cage, they run through a half dozen more.
He was so good in The Rock!
What about Gone in 60 Seconds?
Have you seen Croods 2?
No, I'm 44 years old.
Why would I see Croods 2? I've seen Face Off and Con Air.
This doesn't remotely rise to the level of homage, but it'll be fun for fans. Director Tom Gormican and his co-screenwriter Kevin Effen mostly settle for quick nods in the general direction of Cage's previous films. Their story's so busy chasing its own tail that trying to do more than name-check epics like Army of One and Ghost Rider would likely be the kiss of death. That said, it takes Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent a good hour and some dropped acid before it builds up a comic head of steam, the LSD fueling a paranoid escape over a wall.
Grab my hand! Grab it!
When nobody's actually chasing them. Theirs is a bromance marked by total commitment.
So you let go! You let go!
Just 24 hours after they've met, star and fan united in devotion to Nick Cage and the Hollywoodness of it all.
Goodbye, Nicolas Cage.
I'll never forget you, man.
Now you get the hell out of here! You go!
Turns out we could have just walked around.
Yeah, I guess so, huh?
Whatever.
There's not a lot in The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent for those hoping for something as meta as that title, where Being John Malkovich used its real-life star not just for laughs, but for a weirdly profound examination of consciousness. No one associated with this film is interested in examining much of anything. They mean their movie to be just a goof.
I'm Nick Frigga!
Its memory gone in 60 seconds once the lights come up. I'm Bob Mondello.